Stressful weather will continue across a big part of the U.S. Midwest as we go through the weekend, despite a cool front that is expected to advance across a fair amount of the region from Saturday into Monday. The frontal system promises to generate a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity, but the amount of precipitation that occurs is probably going to be a major disappointment for many areas that are turning so dry right now. The majority of the precipitation in the western Corn Belt is probably going to run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe as much as a quarter of an inch. There will be a possibility of a handful of locations that could get locally greater amounts of rain in the quarter to three-quarter inch range, but we're certainly not expecting that to be very often. And as the frontal system moves through the eastern Midwest, those quarter to three-quarter inch amounts will probably be more numerous. But a quarter to three quarters of an inch may still fall short of what is needed after the soil has firmed up so much over the past week and a half or so. The topsoil moisture is rated very short across a big part of the region now, from southwestern portions of Ohio through a big part of Indiana, through Illinois, and back, of course, through all of the western Corn Belt. Subsoil moisture is running marginally adequate to short in most of the same region, with a few pockets of very short subsoil moisture, and so the stress for a lot of the crops across this region is quite high right now. The frontal system brings on not only some showers here late this week and early next week, but an opportunity for cooling as well. It looks like the afternoon temperatures will come down into the 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the Midwest, and that will be welcome relief after recent 80 and 90 degree temperatures. However, with the degree of dryness in the soil, we're going to need a greater amount of relief than that, and the only way we can accomplish it is with widespread generalized rain. And that is just not likely to come, but we'll have fairly good coverage of showers and thunderstorms as we go forward through this period of time, and there should be an opportunity for at least some temporary partial relief. Follow-up rain will be extremely important. The forecast is offering some warmer temperatures across the Midwest again in the second half of next week, with readings back into the 80s and perhaps over 90 degrees in the western portions of the Corn Belt. We'll expect the warmer weather to once again start working at the moisture that has fallen up to that point in time, and we'll be back into a very dry position by again this time next week. The second week of the two-week forecast this morning has certainly got the marketplace a bit of a buzz. We are seeing the two most recent computer forecast models runs of the from the U.S. government suggesting that a hefty amount of rain will fall across the western Corn Belt around the 9th and 10th of September. We'll expect the cooler air to come in behind that event. There's also supposed to be some heavier rain in the eastern Midwest for the 10th and the 11th of September. This event, in my opinion, is overdone, and you'll hear a lot of people talking about it. The pure model data suggests rain totals will run 1 to 2.5 inches from Kansas and Nebraska up to Wisconsin, including much of Iowa and northern Illinois. And if that ends up verifying, it would be a tremendous event, obviously. But I think amounts will be much more likely to run from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch, with local totals to about 1.5 inches. And that'll be true for both the eastern and western Corn Belts. Nevertheless, even if the rains are lighter like that, we should see good enough coverage to offer a little bit more relief for the driest areas across the region. This event will be certainly the talk of the town today, and perhaps even through the weekend. We'll watch closely what happens after that. Don't be surprised, though, to find the pure model data making this a weaker event in future model runs. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.